their elbows. That's the makim where they put the gartel. Rashi also same. Can I get a mafarik? That's where you put it. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Yutes Samad Aleph. On top of the Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi, Rashi said that Omerli Huna Barnosin, that Huna Barnosin told me that Zimnan Chod, it happened one time, Hevikimna Kaimei, his Garda Malka, that he was once standing in front of the king, his Dagger. And Rashi says, Kach Shemoye Malach Prasoy, he was the king of Persian king. Hevei Magdali Himenayu. And Huna Bar Nosin's Gartel like was too high up, it was lifted up. And the Tisayu Nale, and he put it down to the right place. Rashi says, Avnete Hayigavoya, his Avnet, his Gartel was too high up. Milmala Chinegara Tiliyoda, right under his arms. The Shita Lamata, and he pushed it downwards, Chide Lenosa, to make it look nice. The Omali, and the king said to me, Mamleches Koyin in the Goy Kodesh Ksivahu, says the Bakhai is called a Jew. A Jew has to look like he is a Mamlech is crane in the Goy Kodesh. In other words, like Rashi says, a Tzrichem Atam Linigat Mechem Teferis. Shekhanim, everything the Jew has to look nice, like a crane. Tehsibur, it says, Le Yachko Biza, like we had before. You're not supposed to wear your gartel in a place where you sweat. It should not be so high up like underneath your arms. Therefore, the king put it down, showed him like where to wear it. The Mor says, Ki Yasri Kameh de Memo, and came in front of a Memo. So like Amema said to him, it was Mekayim by you the Pusik of Ahoyu Molochim Omnayach, like the kings will show you, like be your fathers, be your teachers. Like here the Persian king taught Ahuna Banosen how to wear his gartel. The Tanan Hosom we learned over there, Gemon Ervin, that Koyin Shaloka Biespa, if a Koyin had a wound on his hand, so it's talking about now on Shabbos. Halachris Kurich Olehagami Vamigdash. In the base of Migdash itself, he's allowed to like wrap a reed, or like put a band-aid, a reed, a gami, around his wound. That's called Kurich Olehagami Vamigdash. In the base of Migdash, there's a heter to put this reed around your hand. Avloy b'medina. But chutz, outside the base of Migdash, there's like a shvus midrabbanan, it's awesome to put a gami, to put a reed around the wound. Because it's a type of a refuah. This heals the wound. And we know on Shabbos, the Rabbanan made Xerah, like Rashi says, the Chodovish Yesh by Mishum Refuah. Anything that heals you is also Mishum Shvus. The Rabbanan said it's also to do on Shabbos. Because of Xerah, Shema Yitzchak someone, we're afraid maybe you grind up the herbs to use for medicine. So the Klal is Han, I mean, when we said Xerah b'Medina, means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Abba b'migdash, inside the Beis HaMikdash, le'gozru mishum shvus, the Rabbanan did not make this gzera. Therefore on Shabbos, b'shas te'yavoid, like Rashi says, it's the genai for the kohen, that it should be seen his wound, so the Rabbanan will make of his ladder, put this gami, this reed, around the wound, even though it heals it. But the Medina, it's also. But the Gemara says, what's going to be the imli hoitzi memen odam? Let's say the purpose, your kavona is, putting this reed around the wound is to press the blood out, to get the blood out. Then kan v'kan also. Here it's even also in the Beis HaMikdash. Why Rashi says, t'chaburuhu v'yisadi raisa. Here it's a shal of an yisadi raisa already. When you're squeezing out blood, that's an yisadi raisa. It's a shal if you're nichalai to m'lochas v'chal gufa, to m'lochas v'chal gufa, but kolponim has to do with an yisadi raisa. Therefore this, the Rabbanan will not matter in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Chiya, Loi Shona, when was it learned that a Kohen's allowed to put a reed around his wound? Elagami, he's only allowed to put a reed. That's not Choshev, we'll soon see, that's not considered like a Beged. Avil Tiltzul Kotim, but to put a little band around the wound, have Yitav Gadim, that's also, and he says the reason is because it's considered like you're wearing an extra Beged. And we had before a Kohen, when he's doing the Avodah, he's not allowed to wear any extra begodim, any other begodim. Only his exact Bigdei Kuni is allowed to wear, and not more. So if he has a tzilzul katan, a small band, he hopes that would also be also. Rashi says tzilzul means a bendel, comes from Midrash, is a small belt. Wear a small belt, put around the wound, that would be also. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Loi Omru Yisa Begodim, Ela Bemokim Begodim. No, there's no Issa. When is there an Issa not to put on more Begodim on a place of a Beket where you usually wear clothing? But not on your hands. Since on your hands you don't wear clothing there anyway, there's no Issa to have a belt, a small belt around the wound on your hand. If you can hold, it would be Mutta. Avo, that's it. Loi Omru Yisa Begodim, Ela Bemokim Begodim. But on your hand, where it's a place you do not wear any clothing there, we have a yitter. Here there would not be any yitter of yitter begodim. Therefore, the kohen would be allowed to wear the small belt around his wound. Now the Gemara asks, but even if you want to say Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no yitter yitter begodim, shlei b'makom begodim, but still, v'teipik lei mishum chatzitza. Why don't we say there should be an yitter of a chatzitza? And l'chura, this belt is like stopping the avodah. It's chotzatz. He's not like touching the kli. There's a chatzitza. Rashi says ben yoder liyavoida between his hand and what he's doing. So yosa the bina v'loka chakoyin should take kabbalah biyatzmei shakoyin. We always dash of loka chakoyin means the kohen has to take it himself in his own hand, and there cannot be a chatzitza between his hand and the kli that he's doing the avoida with. Zaka the Yechanan say he's allowed to wear a small belt. The kohen would let his belt be considered a chatzitza. So my answer is this small. One parrot says it's talking about that the small belt, this wound was on his left hand. That's not a place that does avoid it anyway, since there's no problem with a chatzitza. And now we also can answer you, shaloi b'makom avoid, also the talking about it's a little bit higher up. It's on the back of his hand. It's not on a place that usually the kli touches his hand. Therefore, there's no problem with a chatzitza here. Now, we'll pligi de rova. He argues, and Rava means Rava argues on the Yechanan Talacha. So the Yechanan just said that Shalai b'makom begodim, there is no Issur of Yitzur begodim. And Rava argues, the Yomar Rava, because Rava says, Omar Rav Chizda, in the name of Rav Chizda, b'makom begodim, in a place that you usually wear begodim, afilu neymar achas chatzitzas. Even if there's only one string there, it's called a chatzitza. In other words, the big day kuna, they have to be directly on top of the body of the kohen. Even if there's one string underneath, that's called a chatzitza. But shaloi b'makom begodim, let's say you have something on your body, on the place that you do not wear the big day kuna, let's say on your hands or on your feet, so then the locher is sholosh al sholosh chatzitzas. If the beggar is 3x3, it's called a chatzitza. So Rashi says it really doesn't mean a chatzitza here. Claim or heavy yitzur begodim is considered like you're wearing an extra begid. So since in the Rashi it says in name achas, the makom begodim was there at the lashon of a chatzitza, it says it also by shalosh 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 the lashon of a chatzitzas. But really what it means to say if the begid is 3x3, that's considered a begid choshuv, and therefore that's called an extra begid, so it would be a psul, even though it shalai the makom begodim. But pochus mikan, if this begid is less than 3x3, then ain't a chatzitza, it's not called a chatzitza, meaning it's not called a begid, there's no issa yitzur begodim. This is what Rava says. So it must be like this. Ad Rav Yochanan vade pligi. Against Rav Yochanan, for sure Rava argues. Because Rav Yochanan before said a lashon of shlei b'makom begodim, there's no issa yitzur begodim, mashma, even though it's shalosh hashalosh b'mashma, no matter how big it is, there's no issa yitzur begodim. Now the Gemara is the Shalva, what's going to be? Ad Rav Yehuda b'reid Rav Chia. Ni leimla de pligi. So we have to say that Rav argues on Rav Yehuda b'reid Rav Chia. That Rav, it says, shloi b'makom begodim, it's only called the yitzur begodim if it's 3x3. Less than that, it's muta. And according to him, he said before that even a tzotzel katan, meaning a small belt, is also. Even though a small belt is less than 3x3, the Gemara says, maybe no, maybe it's not machlokes. I'll tell you, shani tzotzel katan tichoshiv. Maybe a small belt is very choshiv. It's like valuable. That's why it's called the yitzur begodim. Rashi says the choshiv. If he shosel anoy, it's made to look nice with. Every beged, therefore, even though it's a small thing, still though it's called a beged. Before Rav said, stam a piece of material that's not really made to make you look nice. So there, it has to at least be 3x3. But if it's something that's so. That's made Lenoi, here it'll be an Issa, even though it's small. So it could be Rava holds, Rava comes out good, like Rabbi Yehuda, Bred Rabbi. Now the Gemara says, Lishna Achrin, another Lashon is like this. Nishnacharin Amri Lo Omer Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Chia. That Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Chia said over Loishon. When was learned in the first Brisa that on Shabbos a Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash is allowed to put something on top of his wound? Loishon Olagami. Only a reed he's allowed to put on top of his wound. Avil Tzotzot Katan Chaitzitz. But a small band, a small belt is also, that's called a chatzitza. Like I said before, what it really means is, that's called a yitza begodim, that's called the wearing. It means like it's an extra beget you wear, that's what Rashi learns. Rashi chaitzitz here also, Vlav Dafka, really means an extra beget. But like Shana, when again, when it was a mutaron, yigami, a reed, that's not called a beget. But a belt, that's already called a beget, that would be yosef for the claim to wear, Peshati during the Avodah. There'll be an issue of more begotten than he's supposed to. For Rabbi Yechna Nomar, Lo Yomru Chatzitza Bepochus Misholosh Alsholosh, Ela Bemokim Begotten. Yechna says Loshen like this. When do we say it's called a beget? Less than 3x3, and then it could be the issue would be Beterus Chatzitza. That's Bemokim Begotten. Bemokim, where you're supposed to wear in your big day kuna, if underneath that you wear another beget, even though it's less than 3x3, that would be called a chatzitza. But if you wear this small cloth in a place like your hand or feet that you do not wear big dekun anyway, then it depends. Sholosh al sholosh chatzitzas. If the beged is 3x3, that's a dover choshev, that's called the beged, then there'll be an issur of yitzah begodim. But tochus mikan, if it's less than this, and a chatzitzas, then there will not be chatzitzas. According to this Lashon, the Pshat is the Hainu the Rava. Comes up with Rabbi Yechon and Rava both saying the same thing. There's no machlekes. Now the Gemara says, Omer Chizda Leima, let's say Pligi at Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Chia. Let's say Rava still argues on Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Chia that Rava says only if it's Sholosh HaSholosh is called a Chatzitza, it's called the Yitza Begodim. And Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Chia says even a Tzilzel Kotten is called the Yitza Begodim. Again, the Gemara says, no, it could be Shani Tzotzot Katan, Tichoshes, it could be a Tzotzot Katan, a small belt, is a Dava Choshes, like Rashi explained. So therefore, even Rav would agree, it is called the Yitzhak the Godin. It could be as no Machlekes. Now the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he says, Afilu Tzotzot, is Leichayet, he says clearly, even a small, even a bin, is not called a Chatzitza. Only if it's Sholosh HaSholosh, less than that is not called a Chatzitza. So Ma'iri Gami, what is the price of the Ervin? Only said that a Kohen is allowed to put a reed upon his maka, upon his wound, with Shamin and Tzotzot Katan. Why doesn't the price say a bigger Kiddush? That the Kohen, even Bishas is doing the Avodah, is allowed to put a small belt around the wound, and to say that it's not called a Yitza Begodim, why doesn't the price say a bigger Kiddush according to Rabbi Yochanan? So Mar says, I'll tell you, Milsa Aga Vurva Kamashlon. I want to teach you something else. The reason why the Brisa says that the Kohen is allowed to put a gami, a reed around his wound, is to teach us the gami masya. It's come to teach us that a gami, that this a reed, is masya, heals. And that's the Chiddush, that even though it's healing you, that usually it's a shavus not to do it on Shabbos, but the Mokka Migdash, the Rabbanah will not go there. Therefore, in the Migdash it's mutter, but outside the Migdash it's taka also. Now the Gemara clears a shah like this. Boy Rav. Rav asks a shah like this. What's going to be? Boy Rav. Nichnes ola ruach the digdoi. Let's say some air comes into his beget, let's say like his sleeves. The Kohen is wearing his begodim. We have a loch where there can't be a chatzitza. The beget is supposed to be upon his bosa. So shah is, let's say some air comes into the sleeves. So mahu. What's the loch? Al bisarabino and voleka. Is the law that the begodim mamish have to touch his flesh, touch his skin, and there, since this air in between is like puffed up, it's not touching the skin, it'll be possible. It's not considered like it's wearing his begodim. Or Duma, maybe no. Derech levisha bekach. Listen, this is the way you wear begodim. You wear begodim and air comes in. So middle, this is called the derech levisha. It's not considered a chatzitza. So maybe it would be kosher. Another shiloh. Kino. Mahal Shetochus. What's going to be if there's a kina, there's lice on his flesh, on his skin, in between the skin and the begodim? Is that called a chatzitza? It's more stuff like this. Meisa, if the kina, if the lice died, So loy tibor loch the body chayitz, then avad is called a chatzitza. It's not only to stay there, you have to throw it away. It's a chatzitza, it's dividing between the skin and the beged. Chayido mai. What's going to loch if it's alive? You have a live lice on his skin, crawling on his skin, in between his skin and the beged, and his sleeves. What's the loch? Mi amrina, do I say? Kivon di osi vi azli, since the kino moves around on his flesh. Revisi, that's the way it grows. Rashi says, Arei kipsaroi. If so, it's sitting mamish like his boss, it's not called a chatzitza, it's called like the flesh of the kain. For lei chaitzi would not be considered a chatzitza. Or do we maybe know, kivon the kopit alei, since he's makbilin, he would not want it to be there. Rashi says, the britsonoi, well, it's Eber Besarif of up to him. He would not want it to be there. His Makbid is Chaitse. It would be considered a Chatzitza. So that's the second Shiloh. Another Shiloh. Offer dirt. Mal Sheyochitz. Is it a Chatzitza? If you have dirt between the skin and the beged. So Gemara says, what kind of Shiloh is this? Offer dirt. Vadi Chaitz. For sure it's a Chatzitza. It's substance. It's there. Avad is called a Chatzitza. It's not like Chayne Revita. It's not like the Shiloh before. Since it's alive, it's moving around on your bosa, it's like part of your bosa. Here it's like a dead one, it's dirt, avad is called a chatzitza. Elo, the shayla was, avik offer, the dust of the dirt. Rashi says, dak, it's very thin. The yeinu magish, but you cannot even feel it. That's the shayla. What's the lachamau? Is this considered a chatzitza or not? Another shayla. Beis ha-shechi mal sheyichutz al besaroi. By the armpit, underneath the arms, there the beged usually does not touch your arm over there. It's like a nice air goes in there. It's nice and wide there. Rashi says, Aver beis hashech groin botis yosef, like by your sleeves. Where there it's a little bit wide, and by the place especially near your armpits, it's very wide there. So again, the beged is not touching your flesh, your skin there. That's the shayla. Mal shiyoch, is this considered a chatzitza or not? Al bisara binan voleka. Is the halacha that the beged has to be mamish on your boss or on the flesh, and here you do not have it, so it's like a chatzitza, it's not considered derech levisha, it's not considered the kohen is wearing his begodim. Or do maybe derech levisha v'kach, no, this is the derech, this is the normal way of wearing begodim. You wear your beged, your sleeves are a little bit wide, they don't have to be dafka tight there, so since it's a derech to wear your sleeves that way, maybe it's be called derech levisha, it's not called a chatzitza. Another shayla, what's going to be hichnis yoda l'teichekoi? The kohen himself, like, put his hands teichekoi by his blossom. He put his hands like under his pants. So it's his hands. That's the chatzitza between his flesh there and his pants. So ma, what's going to be the locha? Gufoi, the goof, the body of the kohen himself. Michai soloi, is this considered a chatzitza or not? It's also a shayla. Another shayla. Neima, if you have a string. Mal shetochitz is considered a chatzitza. So the havminer is it's a string from a different beged. So the Gemara says name or string vade chaitz v'shor is called a chatzitza. What's the shayla? Ela rather the shayla is neima medudelis mal, a string from the beged itself. The beged, let's say the ksoinis that the kohen has to wear, there's a loose string there, but it's still attached to the beged. It's just dragging along. That's the shayla. Is it called a chatzitza or not? So Rashi learns that min ha-beged is part of the beged. Migurorim is dragged along with chububoy. It's like stuck into the beged ksas a little bit. And the shenit kamikra, it's like uprooted though. It is cut off from its stem. It's only stuck in there. So that's the shayla. Is this considered a chatzitza or not? Another shayla. Boyi ma baravashi. Yotzo Saroi Bebigdoi. Let's say his hair from his head came all the way down underneath his shirt. So the hair of his head now is between his shirt and his bosa. Mao, what's the locha? Saroi Kagufa Dami. Do we consider his own hair like his goof? And therefore it's not considered a chatzitza. And it's said before that the goof, the yad, is not called a chatzitza. Oi, La Kagufa Dami. Maybe hair is worse. Maybe here is not considered like the goof. It's not a piece of flesh. It's only here. Maybe here would be considered a chatzitza. Boy, Rebbe asked a question like this. Tfilin, mal shiachotzu. What's going to be the lach if the kohen is wearing tfilin? We'll soon see. Mainly means the tfilin shoyad.
is wearing a tefillin shayyad, it's a chatzitza between the sleeve and his borsa. So is this considered a chatzitza or not? So Gemara says, Rashi learns the shayla is lemehevi yitza begodim. It's like a shalom Rashi. While Rashi says here, the shayla is, does the tefillin have a look like a beggar or not? So Gemara says, Ali b'damandiyo malayla lav zaman tefillin hu. You're going to tell me nighttime is not a zaman tefillin. So then let's see boiloch. Then for sure it is called a chatzitza. Like Muslim say, Kivon delayla chaytzi, since at night time there's not a mitzvah right now, for sure it's called a chatzitza, it's called an extra beged, or something's there. The Rashi says, since at night time it's not a mitzvah, you can't say it's kikagufay. The other side is mishum chavivusa the mitzvah. Maybe since it's the chavivus, the love of the mitzvah, that would make it mamash like it's part of the goof. It's not considered like you have an extra beged there, but then it's called part of the goof. But if you hold at night time, you're potter from tefillin, so at night time there's no mitzvah tefillin, so pshita at night time it is called a chatzitza. If so, then the svar would be, yoyim nami chaytzi, even by daytime then, and even though by daytime there is a mitzvah, still it would be called a chatzitza. Rashi says, because we always find, avoidus laila, is chavam me avoidus yoyim. And over here you want to say like Vahim Kalin, doesn't make sense, so therefore once you say at night time, it's called a chatzitza, for sure by daytime tefillin would also be called a chatzitza. So kitzi boilach, where's Mahon Shaila, l'man diyoma laila z'man tefillin. If the old nighttime is considered as z'man tefillin, that's a Shaila. My, what's the locha? Mitzvah degufa chayitz, oile chayitz, or mitzvah like tefillin, that you're supposed to put on your goof, is that considered like part of your goof? Like Rashi says, Mishum chavivusa the mitzvah, and therefore would not be considered a chatzitza, or maybe no, even though it's a mitzvah degufa, still the mice is called a chatzitza, or the Rashi said before, it's called the yitzah begodim. So that's the shayla. What for up according to this man, the yama, could occur and wear his tefillin b'shas yavoda? Sumar says, igal gomilta, this thing rolled around, ulmota lekaim mid rabami, came in front of rabami. The shayla came to rabami, if a kohen is allowed to wear his tefillin or not. Omale, he says back to him, listen, Talmud Aruch Hu B'Yadeinu. It's a clear halacha. We learned in our hands, Talmud Aruch Hu B'Yadeinu, that tefillin chetzetzes. Yes, tefillin is called a chatzitza. Tefillin is chetzetzes. Next, we have a question. It says, Kahanim b'yavidosom, o levihim b'duchonom, v'yitzcho b'mamodom, p'tur minat tefillin, v'bishas t'kahanim adurim v'yavidu, v'bishas levihim aduchonim. Else that means Rosh of Lashir when they're coming to sing, and the Yisrael the Mamodom, Rosh like call Mishmer Mishmer, or Yemay Mitzvah Yisrael Yishlayim, Sheboyin V'Yemdim V'Yazor B'Shas Atomid, they Shluchu Kol Yisrael Amar Akabonoi, they are the Shliach of all Klai Yisrael to stand on the Korban Atomid. The Chizkiah the Pesuk says Tishmu LaHakru Libam Oyadoi, Shteish Mirotzchem Olav B'Shas Akrivosoi. Mashma that Yisrael should be there watching over the Korban Mishas is brought. Since so, Yisrael has to be on it. So, that's called the Mamodim. So, Mishas Yisrael is standing there by the Korban HaTomid, it says that Locha, they're Pturim in HaTfilin, because since the Isaac Minha Mitzvah, they're Pratim in a Mitzvah. It says Pturim in HaTfilah from Davening, or Min HaTfilin, they're Pratim from Mitzvah Tfilin. So, my love doesn't mean to say, in the Nichon Enoch HaTzetis, all it says just that the Pturim. But mask if they would wear it though, there'd be nothing wrong with it. It would not be called a chatzitza. So mask, even though a kohen is wearing it, it's not called a chatzitza. So the kasha knew that you just said it is called a chatzitza. So mask says, Lord, it's not the pshat over here. Here it means zimhenichon chatzitzes. It means zimhenichon. That if he put them on, it is a chatzitza. So the Gemara Yochi sold peturim. Why is there only say peturim asurim? It should have said like the kohen is also to wear a tefillin. Why only lashon of peturim? The Gemara says true, but kivon the Leviim, the Israel, the Leimaster Leisa, says by the Leviim, by the Israel, there's no lack of chatzitza of Yitzhak Begodim. So for sure, they're only potter from the mitzvah, but there's no issue of the wearing tefillin. Mishemachi, therefore, Tani Pturin. Therefore, even by a kohen, it also says Lashon of Pturin, but Enechanami really means as an issa. If a kohen b'shas is doing the avoid, if he'd be wearing tefillin, it'll be possible. Because it's called like a yitzur or a chatzitza, and therefore it's not considered like it's wearing his begodim, it's considered like a zar, and that will make a psul in the avodah. So the Gemara still alive, Tanya will learn, in hen yichom einem chatzitzes, still we look at the price clearly, that if a Kohen wears his tefillah mishasti avoido, there's nothing wrong with it, it's not called a chatzitza. The tefillah kashya, you just passed about me that it is called a chatzitza. So my answer is like kashya. Or diyad hodirosh, where is it called a chatzitza? By the hand. If he wears a tefillah shayad, that's a chatzitza between his hand and the begodim. Barshenken hodirosh, if he wears a tefillah on his head, on his head will soon see on the makam of his hair where there is no begodim, therefore it's not called a chatzitza. So the Kohen is allowed to wear his tefillin shorosh and not the tefillin shoyad. The Gemara says why? Maish no diyad. Why are you telling me tefillin shoyad is called a chatzitza? Here the prophet says yilbash al b'saroi, he should wear his begodim on his flesh. And with dashen it means shlo yedav chaytzes ben al b'saroi, there should be no interruption between his hand, between his basar and the beged. So therefore you tell me he's wearing a tefillin shoyad, that it's considered a chatzitza. So Gemara asks the Rosh Hanami, the same svar and the same soul should apply to tefillin shorosh. Ksiv, the pasuk says, v'samto hametznefes al roshay, that the Kohen is supposed to put his hat on top of his head. And al roshay means that there should be no chatzitza between his head and the hat. So the half meaning is, if you put your tefillin on there, that'll be called a chatzitza between the hat and the head and the basar. So why do you say a Kohen is allowed to wear a tefillin shorosh? So my answer is, Tana, we learned, Sarai hoyanira ben tisla mitznefes. If Shati is no, the mitznefes was higher up on his head, and below the mitznefes there was hair, and then there was the tits, and the tefillin was in between the mitznefes and the tits. So the tefillin was just on the sarai on his hair, it was not a chatzitza. As she says, Sarah Shokren Godol Shoyanira Ben Tzit Shal Metzchoy Remitznefesh Shabagay V'Roshoy. You're able to hate to see some hair between the hat and the tits. So the Kitzah and the Mora says, Shesham, in this place, Shesham, over here, Menichan Tfilin, that's the Makam who would wear Tfilin.